Welcome to Selah, a daily study in the Scriptures with Pastor Ray Viola. Until the day that the Lord takes His people home, He knows that Satan will be hurling darts of discouragement at them. That is why Jesus gave us His promise that He would never leave us nor forsake us. Christians today have His Holy Spirit dwelling in them, but even before He gave His people the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, Scripture has many passages that show God comforting His people in hard times throughout history. We pray that you will find hope and comfort as you listen to the conclusion of Pastor Ray Viola's Christmas Eve message from 2016.
Scripture gives us numerous accounts of God when the people of God, no doubt, were going under the fiery dart of discouragement, difficult times and trials. Let me read you a few. The Lord was with Joseph when he was in prison and discouraged for no fault or sin of his own. The Lord was with David when he faced that giant Goliath in the valley of Elah, and when he was hiding, when he was pinned in a cave from the threats of Saul. He was with Elijah when he was feeling discouraged and defeated when wicked Jezebel was threatening to kill him. He was with Habakkuk when he was discouraged because he had lost everything and everyone dear to him because the land had come under the judgment of God. He was with Daniel in the lion's den after he chose to obey God and pray rather than submit to the unjust law of Babylon that forbid prayer. He was with the three Hebrew children when they were in the fiery furnace because they refused to bow the knee to the idolatrous golden statue of Nebuchadnezzar. He was with Paul in Corinth when he was discouraged because many were rejecting the very gospel that Jesus told him to go into the city and preach. He was with 90-year-old John when he was abandoned to the island of Patmos because they told him, bow your knee and claim Caesar as Lord. And he says, no way, I have one Lord and he is Jesus Christ. He was with the martyrs through the ages who refused to compromise their faith in Christ when they're threatened with death. He is with our precious brothers and sisters tonight who are being persecuted around the world because they are openly celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ and refuse to be intimidated by those who threaten to kill them. He is with some right now who have faithfully followed Jesus Christ for years during good times and bad times. And they are going to be bidding loved ones farewell and breathing their last breath before this service is over. He's with them. And I have good news. He's with you tonight. That's, you know what gospel means? Gospel means good news. Right? Gospel. Good news. You get that? Good news? Good news? World? Bad news. Gospel, good news. Let's get it straight. World, bad news. Gospel, good news. World, bad. God, good. Gospel, good news. Emmanuel is going to be with you always. Remember what Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 16? He says, in this world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Now you expect to hear, okay, here's the reason for be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. He told Peter, after he said to Peter, you're going to deny me three times, but don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. You believe in God, believe also in me. Only God can make a statement like that. It says, you believe in God, believe also in me. Don't let your heart be troubled. And whenever your eyes are off of Jesus Christ, your heart is going to be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Trust in Christ. He's Emmanuel. Right here. Right now. Amen? Right here. Right now. Who is this Emmanuel that's with us tonight? He's the creator of Genesis. He's the Passover lamb of Exodus. He's the high priest of Leviticus. He's the water in the desert of Numbers. He's our eagle's wings of deliverance in Deuteronomy. He's the commander of the army of the Lord in Joshua. He is the Lord of peace in Judges. He is our redeemer in Ruth. He is the prophet, priest, and king in 1 Samuel. He is the rock of salvation in 2 Samuel. He's the builder of the temple that will never fail in 1 Kings. He is the reigning king in 2 Kings. He is the son of David that is coming to rule in 1 Chronicles. He is the king who reigns eternally in 2 Chronicles. He's the priest proclaiming freedom in the book of Ezra. He's the one who restores what is broken in Nehemiah. He is the protector of his people in Esther. He's the mediator between God and man in the book of Job. He's our song in the morning and in the night in the book of Psalms. He's our wisdom and strong tower in the book of Proverbs. He's our meaning of life in Ecclesiastes. He's the author of faithful love in the Song of Solomon. He's our wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace in Isaiah. He's the weeping Messiah of Jeremiah. He assumes God's wrath for us in Lamentations. He's the Son of Man of Ezekiel. He's the Son of God in the fiery furnace in the book of Daniel. He's the faithful husband even when we run away in Hosea. He's the baptizer of the Holy Spirit in Joel. He delivers justice to the oppressed in Amos. He's mighty to save in Obadiah. He's the great missionary in Jonah. He cast out our sin into the sea of forgetfulness in Micah. He proclaims future world peace in Nahum. He crushes injustice in Habakkuk. He's the warrior who saves in Zephaniah. He restores our worship in Haggai. He is the Lord and King over all the earth in Zechariah. He's the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings in Malachi. He's the Messiah who was King in Matthew. He is the Messiah who was a servant in Luke. He's the Messiah who was a deliverer. The Messiah who was a servant in Mark. He's the Messiah who is a deliverer in Luke. He's the Messiah who is a God in the flesh in the book of John. He's the Spirit who dwells in his people in Acts, the power of God into salvation in Romans, our conqueror over death, our resurrection in 1 Corinthians. He's the down payment of what is to come in 2 Corinthians. He is our inheritance in Galatians. He's our peace at the right hand of the Father in Ephesians. He is the God that supplies all our needs in Philippians. He holds the supreme position in all things in Colossians. He's our comfort in the last days in 1 Thessalonians. He's our returning king in 2 Thessalonians. He's our crown of righteousness in 1 Timothy. He is Christ our helper in 2 Timothy. He's our hope in Titus. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother in Philemon. He's our great high priest in Hebrews. He's the great physician in James. He's our hope in times of suffering in 1 Peter. He's the restorer of all things in 2 Peter. He's our love and light in 1 John. He is Christ come in the flesh in 2 John. He is our prosperity, health, and peace in 3 John. He's the Lord coming with 10,000 of his saints in Jude. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords in the book of Revelation. Yeah, amen. Now, can you see why I have a hard time getting excited about Santa Claus? And here we are tonight, Christmas Eve 2016. I wonder how many of you would say tonight that I am under the attack of the fiery darts of the enemy. Okay. For those of you who didn't raise your hand, come back tomorrow. It won't be the same message. It's been said that every believer is either in a trial, coming out of a trial, or going into one. How many of you know that coming to Christ and believing the gospel doesn't mean that God puts us in this bubble where nothing bad ever happens? I want to read to you some of the most comforting words of Emmanuel. And it's couched in a context of him being surrounded by a multitude of people, many times larger than the gathering here tonight. People who had been hurt and beat up and wearied and wounded, and it had their fill of religion. Jesus said these words, you know them. He said, come unto me. I mean, right there, that's enough. All you that are burdened and heavy laden. That means buckling under the weight of things in life. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is Emmanuel speaking to you tonight, to me tonight. Come unto me. That's Jesus speaking. That's the living word speaking to you and me tonight. Come unto me, you that are weighed down, and I will give you rest. And this rest that Jesus is talking about here is not only the rest and peace with God that is given by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone. It's also the promise of a rest and peace that passes all understanding. You know, beloved, our nation is plagued by unrest and emptiness that is within our souls. Alcohol abuse is proof of the unrest and emptiness that is within our souls. The abuse of prescription drugs is proof of the unrest and emptiness that is within our souls. The use and abuse of illegal drugs is proof of the unrest and emptiness that is within our souls. The out-of-control credit card spending and debt because of the thinking that if I only had this car or that house or that condo, I will be a happier person is proof of the unrest and emptiness that is within our souls. Our obsession with exercise and entertainment is proof of the unrest and emptiness that is within our souls. The fact that some people think, well, if I only lived in another part of the world, I know I'll be happier. No, you won't. You'll be there. That's proof of the unrest and emptiness that is within our souls. The fact that people engage in sexual immorality and pornography and adultery to find satisfaction today is proof of the unrest and emptiness that is within our souls. And God has the answer. The answer. What's the solution to this unrest and emptiness within your soul? Jesus says, come unto me. Isn't that beautiful? He says, you come to me. You come, and I will give you rest. You can't get that in a pharmacy. You can't buy that. You can't earn that. God says, I give it to you. When you come to my son, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Understand that rest in the Bible is not the absence of turmoil. It's the presence of Christ. You can rest when you're in a lion's den. You can rest when you're in a fiery furnace. You can rest when you lose everything and everyone if you are in Christ and you understand the gospel. Many of God's people are burdened in their souls after years of coming to Christ because of the weight of the guilt and the filth of their past. It haunts them. Beloved, I've got good news. You don't have to carry that any longer. Jesus says, come to me, I will give you rest. Some of you have no peace in your souls. You're buckling under the pressure tonight of what someone else's sin is doing to you. You don't have to bear that anymore. Jesus says, come to me. To me. And I will give you rest. Some of you have no peace because you're buckling under the pressure and weight of bitterness and resentment because of the way someone treated you in the past or is treating you now or mistreating you. And it may be hard to forget, and you may never be able to forget, but you can forgive and you can move on. How? Jesus says, come to me. You don't have to sit through 3,000 counseling sessions at $50 a pop. Jesus says, you come to me. You believe that? He's the deliverer. Let me say that again. He's the deliverer. He's the one that comes to set captives free. He says, you come to me.
Yeah.
The gospel, God's one-step recovery program. Come to Christ. Amen? That's the truth. That is the truth. The whole truth and nothing's but the truth. So says God. You see, the only way that you or I can find rest internally is if the source of your rest is greater than the source of your unrest. And the only genuine, real way that any of us can find rest is if the rest we find has more authority than the unrest that plagues us. So what is that greater rest? That is greater than all, any, and every form of unrest and emptiness within our souls. Come unto me. Come unto me. Can you imagine being there, beloved, when Jesus said that? Throngs of people, wounded relationships, physical wrecks, spiritual wrecks, emotional wrecks, financial wrecks. They weren't getting it from the dead religious system. They were coming to Jesus, and Jesus says, you come to me, I'll give you rest. Yeah. You see, that's a Christmas message. I will give you rest. How much does it cost? You, nothing. God, everything. He emptied the bank of heaven to set sinners free. And I'm so thankful that he does. Some of you have misunderstood grace. And you've got yourself on this religious treadmill. Just trying to work up. If I pray enough, if I fast enough, if I give enough, if I serve enough, if I do all of this, and you're all tied up in knots. You know, the Christians can be tied up in knots if they don't understand the gospel. Christian perfection is not the perfection of performance. Christian perfection is the perfection of relationship. The one who did all the work for us. We can rest in him. He did it all for us. Tonight or tomorrow morning, many of you will go home and you will look under your tree and see all of these gifts. Some of you have already looked. See the box? And you wonder why your brother's got the big one and you've got the little one. Or maybe you're wondering, where's mine? And you will go and you will begin to unwrap those gifts under a tree. I'm going to tell you something that you already know. No gift under a tree can fulfill that unrest and emptiness that is in your soul. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You know, there's a lot of people that have everything to live with but nothing to live for. And everybody in this room tonight has a master. It's that someone or something that makes you tick. It drives you. Who's your master? Emmanuel says, if you come to me, I will give you rest. Let me close with this. As your pastor, or on behalf of your pastor, if you're visiting us from another congregation, if for any reason you are weighed down and heavy laden tonight, look to Emmanuel. This isn't a fairy tale. Look to Emmanuel. Look to the one who stretched out his arms on the cross of the tree of Calvary to demonstrate the love of God for you. How could we ever doubt it? He says, come to me and I will give you rest. There's nothing wrong with exchanging gifts this time of year. It's kind of a nice thing to do, right? We drop hints for months, you know, post-it notes on the refrigerators. You make your husband lunch and you put, you know, new car or something, you know, whatever. And, you know, so nothing wrong with gifts, giving gifts. We have an example of God the Father. But you know the greatest gift? The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you hear those last words? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a gift God has given to us. As a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, on the cross, wrapped with a bruised body that was so beaten and so disfigured that the prophet Isaiah says he didn't even look like a man. But at that moment in time when it looked like it was the most dismal event, God was doing the greatest work recorded in mankind. They put Jesus in a tomb. Then the third day, he rose again. He rose again. And Emmanuel, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is coming again, and he's coming back for those who belong to him. Is he your Lord? As many as receive him, to them he gives the power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. Trust Emmanuel tonight, saints. Trust him. You that are weighed down, burdened, trust him. Trust him. Will you? Will I? Trust him. Maybe tonight for the first time, God has spoken to your heart, convicting you of sin, of righteousness, of judgment, and compelling you, drawing you through the preaching of the gospel to come to Christ. Open this gift of eternal life that God has given to you. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Will you take that home with you tonight? Will you keep it close to your heart? You may not feel like you need it tonight, but you might before the night's over. God says, I'll give you rest. 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 Tonight. We're here to worship our King tonight, are we not? We're here to celebrate him tonight. You know, when people say Jesus is the reason for this season, I understand what they mean. But for me, Jesus is the reason for everything. For in him was life, and the life was the light of men. All of life is about Christ. I trust that the word of God's nearness to you will comfort you tonight. Because it's true. This is a time of year where there's sorrow and great joy. And yet remember, Emmanuel came to be with you. And you, Emmanuel, promised that we would be with him forever and ever. And maybe tonight is the night that you will call upon the name of the Lord. I trust that as we're praying, that you would not neglect this opportunity to receive Christ as Lord in your heart. And he will be your rest. And I guarantee you, when Christ comes in, really comes in, I know a secret, every day is Christmas. Every day is Christmas. Bless
the Lord, oh my soul, bless his holy, his wonderful. Join us tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. for the next edition of Sila, a daily study in the Scriptures with Pastor Ray Viola.
God is at work in India today. Your prayers and support this year have enabled the India Connection Ministry to reach many for the sake of the gospel. please continue to pray for our pastors in the field, for Koinonia College of Theology graduates who are pastoring churches, the girls at the girls' home, and the doctors at the free medical clinic. As you consider your end-of-the-year giving, pray about how your contribution can make an eternal difference in India. Visit indiaconnection.org.
Audio and video downloads of all Pastor Ray's teachings can be accessed at koinoniafellowship.com. You can subscribe to Pastor Ray's blog at selaonradio.com and receive a daily devotional by email. We welcome you to join us for Sunday morning and Wednesday evening services at Koinonia Fellowship. Our address is 500 Main Street, East Rochester, New York. Special service times this week are at 9 and 11 o'clock Sunday morning and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. This program has been brought to you by Koinonia Fellowship.